This year marks RNIB's 150th anniversary. To celebrate, we've been asking the blind and partially sighted community for their stories and experiences of sight loss. We'll be sharing these stories over the coming months to document the changes we've seen in the last 150 years. Today we focus on the Talking Book's history. This year marks 100 years since the end of the First World War. It's also a century since Captain Ian Fraser joined St Dunstan's, now Blind Veterans UK, which was once part of NIB, now RNIB, and he began toying with the idea of a talking book. Blinded by a sniper in 1916 during the Battle of the Somme, Fraser was inspired by a gramophone at St Dunstan's and thought that maybe a book could talk. The first recordings included some of Fraser's favourite poems. They were of poor quality, but this is where talking books began. In 1935, the first talking book was released. Around 10 discs would have been used to record an average novel, and the shellac discs could only be played on specially designed turntables. Today, talking books can be played on just about anything, including smartphones, Kindles, Daisy players, and MP3 players. Listeners can take books with them wherever they go and enjoy them no matter where they are in the world. Agatha Christie's The Murder of Roger Ackroyd was one of the first talking books NIB released. At the time, it was one of only three titles available through the service. Today, we distribute more than 1 million audiobooks to customers every year, providing blind and partially sighted people with entertainment and helping overcome isolation. If you're interested in sharing your story, please complete the submission form at rnib.org.uk/150stories.